Chapter 19. The next morning, the main team gathered in the conference room, including Ava. Sonia was helping Jerry's team with a minor job, and everyone agreed it would be best for the girl to have time to process what had happened with her father before she was introduced to more deadly secrets. She might be a talented and intelligent magical, but she was still a young girl learning who she was in the world. Omni lay at Hannah's feet, curled up in dog form, and snored contentedly. Allison glanced at the animal. He looks cute and non-threatening, but he turned into a killing machine less than 12 hours ago. Is he some kind of biological weapon? If I even dare to suggest that, Hannah would try to cut my head off. But at the same time, she's right. If he was a weapon, he had more than enough opportunity to go rampant. Maybe he's merely the ultimate guard dog. Ava eyed the animal with a faint hint of disdain.
Are you certain about this, Miss Brownstone? Have you considered all the implications?
Everyone had already shared their notes about what had happened the night before, and the woman had taken careful notes on the three different encounters. Allison shrugged.
This is the safest place for Omni. Whoever those suit guys are, they won't risk a frontal attack on Brownstone security. Not only do we have heavy defenses, but it's too easy for AET to get here quickly. If they thought they could win head-on against the entire team, they wouldn't have used three different teams the other night.
That's true, and I agree with your analysis. But that's not what I'm talking about.
What do you mean, then?
Her assistant adjusted the wireframe glasses perched on her nose.
I'm less concerned about the more tactical implications of Omni being present, as opposed to the direct impact on personnel policy here. You made it very clear before that you didn't want people to bring their pets to work, for both safety and hygiene reasons. Unless you're willing to admit to the entire company that Omni isn't a normal pet, you risk people raising protests of favoritism and hypocrisy. That will affect morale, even if it doesn't result in direct challenges to authority. I'm sure more than a few of our employees would love to bring their pets.
She chuckled. Leave it to her administrative assistant to focus on the basic impact on the business. Sometimes she forgot that she was running an entire company and not merely the small elite magical team. Occasionally, she worked closely with Jerry's team, but for the most part, they handled more conventional threats and jobs, while her team focused on crazed, crystal-eating men in suits and dangerous government projects running amok.
For now, the official story is Omni's very sick, she explained. And so this is a mercy thing. If anyone wants to talk to me about bringing in their very sick pets, I'll approve it on a case-by-case basis, but make it clear to people we haven't become a pet-friendly company, if only for their safety. I can't guarantee that no one will ever attack this place again. There's always someone out there who thinks they can succeed in a surprise attack.
Of course, Miss Brownstone.
Ava nodded and tapped a few notes into her tablet.
That brings us back to our friends from last night, she continued with a shrug. We know what they want, Omni, but that's not the same thing as knowing why they want him or who they are. Given everything they said to different people last night and their general attitudes, I don't buy their claims for a second. It's unlikely that they're only trying to protect everyone, which means whatever they want him for is probably something that might actually hurt people.
Perhaps, Ava suggested, there's another possibility.
What's that?
Their goal might be neutral, as it were. Even if their methods are vicious and criminal.
She nodded to Hannah.
When she specialized in confidence scams and trickery, her fundamental goal was simply survival. Although her activities were criminal and involved taking advantage of people, her overall intent wasn't to harm them.
The fox rolled her eyes.
Why do I always have to be the example?
Because my shit's far harder to explain away,
the Welsh witch muttered. The assistant stared at Drysy for a moment before she focused on her boss.
I would not risk assuming too much about their long-term motives. Think also of the Seventh Order. They sought domination and control, and it wasn't inherent in their goals that so many people had to die. But they engaged in brutal acts of terrorism and assassination. The ends don't always define the means.
Allison nodded. True enough. That means we need to gather more information. To hear any luck?
The infomancer shook his head and scowled.
I'm ashamed to admit my efforts keep dead-ending, and strangely, I've not been able to find any of these men. I even checked the parking garage cameras from your encounter, but the cameras malfunctioned. The footage was empty, as in nothing recorded. And then there are several minutes of nothing, although I could see it running. Then there's only you and Mason. It's extremely unlikely the cameras would fail only and exactly during the time period the men were inside, without a direct cause related to them.
Mason grimaced. He nodded at Omni.
He has inherent anti-tracking abilities. It's not crazy to believe the men who have targeted him have something similar. For all we know, he's some kind of creation of theirs. That might explain a lot.
It's not a crazy thought, Allison replied. But it's damned annoying. And those abilities don't tell us much about who they are, other than the fact they want to keep themselves secret. We know they have access to at least some magic and artifacts, including those crystals they ate that transformed them. We also know they are a limited resource.
How do we know that? Hannah asked.
Because not all of them used them when they attacked you. The ones who didn't ended up using guns, so it wasn't like they simply held them in reserve.
Good point. Tahir nodded.
The available evidence does strongly point away from them being the government, despite what they told Hannah. I mostly question their tactics and statements, and even their chosen attack venue.
The fox nodded. Not that I wouldn't put it past some CIA assassin squad to try to kill someone this sexy because they're fools, but they didn't come off as trained agents. They came off as drugged weirdos. She shrugged. Not that I know what a trained CIA agent should act like.
I agree,
Allison replied with a frown.
And both my parents have dealt extensively with government non-magical agents. They use state-of-the-art tech, and they aren't the kind of agents who will stand there and tell you they're deliberately trying to stall you. Not only that, Tahir interjected, but even the deepest black ops of the CIA still have certain control mechanisms and contacts. The government has many reasons to be leery of the Brownstone family. To fling large groups of agents at a close friend of a Brownstone risks the wrath of the entire family.
That's true. And the higher-ups know about Dad. I'll need to ask him soon if I can share his secret. Even though I don't think this situation has anything to do with aliens, I don't like not being able to tell my closest friends the truth. For now, though, them knowing wouldn't help with this situation.
You're right, she gestured to Omni. It wasn't all that long ago that we were involved in helping to eliminate a failure from a government-funded project, one they were desperate to cover up, even though it involved innocent people. If these Omni hunters were with the government, Agent Latherby or Senator Johnston would probably have gotten wind of it, and one of them would have nudged me toward them.
Mason folded his arms.
What's with the suits and the almost identical looks? Is it supposed to be some kind of fashion statement? Gang regulation?
Who knows? If we can't take pictures of them because of their magic or inherent nature, it might be a stealth strategy. In any event, we still have one strong line of evidence. This all goes back to Omni. She blew out an irritated breath.
I think it's time to take this wider than in-house. Even if it's not government, someone there might have a clue. What I mean is, there might be evidence the government has that we could make more sense of. Latherby owes me more than a few favors. I'm sure he can ask around in a quiet way. I don't want to push towards Senator Johnston unless I really need him. He's run a lot of interference for me this last year, and I know it's brought him heat.
Drycey cleared her throat. I hate to be the right bloody bitch in the room, but we do have to face the obvious. Omni is dangerous, and we still have no fucking clue what he is. Now we have him here in the building. What if he gets angry, goes into a closet, and comes out and kills half of Jerry's team? She shrugged. We don't even know if he can easily be killed in his angry form or if he's vulnerable to particular spells, elements, or anti-magic bullet.
Hannah frowned at her. We don't need to know that because he won't go out of control here and hurt anyone.
How do you know? The witch pointed at the dog. You saw him slaughter men the other night. At the very least, you know he's capable of it. And who knows what he was doing when he was sucking those men in? Maybe he has a taste for human souls now. Tahir rubbed his chin.
It does imply, perhaps, some relationship between the crystals those men consumed and Omni. A similar magic basis, perhaps? I doubt it has anything to do with simply absorbing souls, otherwise he would have disposed of the non-crystal eater's body in the same way.
Drycey didn't look convinced, but she didn't offer any additional comments.
Allison shook her head.
We don't know what any of this means, but I think Hannah's right. I don't think Omni's dangerous to us or any of the other Brownstone security employees.
Hannah nodded.
Damn right I'm right. I always am. Well, mostly am. Right at least half the time. The witch sighed and shook her head. I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to get him thrown out.
It's not that I think what you're saying is unreasonable, Drysy, and I've thought the same thing. But we've only seen him become violent in one very particular situation, which supports the idea that he'll only become violent in similar circumstances. Many normal pets attack people who threaten their owners, and that's often something that's applauded. Allison pointed at Omni. And he didn't go out of control during the fight. Not only that, he was mindful enough to pull Hannah from the situation. That has to mean something.
He also gave Hannah the healing potion,
Mason pointed out.
He might be far more intelligent than we thought.
Hannah beamed happily. Of course he is, but he doesn't seem to understand what I'm saying. Drysy commented. Everyone turned to stare at her. Allison wasn't sure if that was Welsh or an incantation. I love Cardiff in the spring, the witch explained with a shrug.
Okay, Allison replied. I'm sure it's nice, and that's relevant how?
Omni might be intelligent, but he also might not understand most of what anyone is saying. That's all I'm getting at. We don't know where he's from or what he is, and even translation magic relies on a common reference of experience to work properly.
But he knew enough to give her the potion, Mason observed. That has to mean something.
I wouldn't rely on my magic pet to do my healing, Drysy commented. But at least we know he'll probably do it for Hannah.
For now, we'll keep him at Brownstone Security until we know the situation is more stable, Allison stated. Tahir, you keep pushing any way you know how. I'll meet Latherby and have him shake the bushes and see what falls out. She turned to Ava. For now, I don't want any jobs for the primary team. We need to concentrate on this.
The administrative assistant gave a shallow nod.
Of course, Miss Brownstone.